This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. As one of their last moves of 2017, Aspen City Council voted 3-2 to approve an affordable housing unit on Castle Creek Road. The two dissenters, Mayor Steve Skadron and Ward Howenstein, were frustrated that the development would be shorter than originally proposed, thus providing less housing. Reporter Allison Bechtesh spoke with the three remaining members who did vote to approve the smaller building, and she joins me now. Hi, Allison.
Hi, Kristen.
So housing has been a big community-wide discussion all fall. How did this decision play into all of that?
Well, I would say this fall's controversy really comes down to a discussion of housing stock. It was framed in this kind of generational conflict, but really what we're saying is that there is a shortfall for those people who live and work in Picken County. So we have this new development making its way through the planning stages with final approval up to city council. And I think for all of those we were hearing from all fall that said we need more housing, it did feel a little out of tone that they approved the smaller building and allowing for less housing.
So what would this project have done for housing stock?
What ultimately got approved was three stories that will have a number of different size rental units. The difference was that what was offered was a four-story building. And because this building is being built into a slope, the view would have only looked about 3 feet difference from a three-story building to a four-story building. Yet there were people who live in that neighborhood who were complaining that four stories is just too tall. And Bert Myron said that he voted against the fourth story because he was afraid that lawsuits would come out of this, thus holding up something we do need, this new affordable housing building. Ann Mullins and Adam Frisch voted strictly against the density and the height. We don't allow four-story buildings in Aspen. Why would the city all of a sudden get to be allowed that? That's just not the character of our community. So though we could have built to four stories, they said that capacity doesn't fit with the character.
So if we're not going to build a capacity, are there other solutions that are out there for increasing housing?
It is a priority for this council to increase our housing, and they have $30 million in the housing account to pull this off. Bert is a big proponent of buy-downs. Let's find apartments that are already built in town, pay market price for them, but then sell them cheaper. So thus we get more housing stock without any new development. He and Ann both spoke to me about just needing more data in general. And although City Council and the Aspen-Picken County Housing Authority's Executive Director, Mike Kozdrowski, don't see eye to eye on all things housing, that need for data is a priority across the board. Ann even said, for instance, if we had real numbers about how much housing we need to bring online each year, then maybe that would have informed her Castle Creek decision.
So what does the council see as their role within this housing discussion?
Adam Frisch has been working on housing for nearly a decade, both on and off the council, and I think it really hit him in his core when he saw the divisiveness that came out of this within the community. He and Bert have both said sometime in the next few weeks, city council should have a work session where they draft a resolution assuring the community that you will never be kicked out of your house based on retirement, that that is not something the city council supports, and they want something as hearty as a resolution to let people know that. Anne wasn't so sure that a resolution like that could pass on this council, but she does say the city council needs to take a direct role, not just in building housing, but also everything that goes with that.
Well, you can look at affordable housing as a way to build community, and I think that's what we need to do. On the other hand, to make it work, and this is where it's up to city council to get this done, we need to create support that housing through transportation options, job opportunities, open space, trails, walkable neighborhoods, healthy environments, schools, family support, that kind of thing. Right now, what I see we're dealing with is Aspen's kind of hollowing out. All groups are, I think, in agreement. Bottom line is providing affordable housing. But I'm pushing it further that we've got to provide the amenities that go with that housing to make it a stronger community.
So coming up this month, there'll be a discussion on a potential resolution. Also in the wings is a discussion about APCHA governance as a whole. As we've previously reported, that independent agency is funded mostly by the city, a little bit by the county, but those two agencies have joint governance over it. And they don't always see eye to eye. The philosophies of workforce housing versus affordable housing come to play, or valuing open space over high density housing is a conflict as well. We might see some of those cracks play out in this APCHA governance discussion.
Okay, thanks for your time, Allison.
My pleasure.
That's reporter Allison Bechtesh. I'm Kristen Kay. This is Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.